Good evening. My name is Tisha Aragaki, and I'm the head of the Children's Section at the Hawaii State Library. I'm going to share with you part of one of my favorite holiday stories, Angela and the Baby Jesus by the late Frank McCourt. When my mother Angela was 6 years old, she felt sorry for the baby Jesus in the Christmas crib at St. Joseph's Church near Schoolhouse Lane where she lived. She thought the baby Jesus was cold, and she wondered why no one had put a blanket over his plump little body. He looked happy enough, smiling up at his mother, the Virgin Mary, and St. Joseph, and the three shepherds carrying little lambs all cozy in their fur. Even if he was cold, he'd never complain because the baby Jesus would never want to make his mommy the slightest bit unhappy. Little Angela wouldn't let it go at that. She was often cold herself, hungry too, but never complained for fear of being told by her mother and brothers and sister to stop the whinging. That's what they called whining and complaining in Ireland. No, she'd have to do something about poor little baby Jesus, and she wouldn't tell a soul in the world. A few days before Christmas, she hid in the confession booth, the middle part where the priest sits, and peeked out from time to time to see if the church was empty. Old people like Mrs. Reedy and Mr. King knelt in the pews, praying, snuffling, and thumping their chests. And Angela wondered why they didn't go home and have a nice cup of tea with lots and lots of sugar. When she let out a little sneeze herself, the old people looked frightened, wondering where that sneeze came from. They whispered to one another, "There must be a ghost in the church," and they shuffled away as fast as they could. Little Angela waited a while till she was sure the church was empty. All she could hear now was the talk of people passing by and the clop-clop of horses on the street. She thought about what she was going to do, but she knew from lessons in school that stealing is a bad thing and you could be punished. You could be sent to bed without even a cup of tea. Even if you took a penny from your mother's purse, you could be punished. So what would the punishment be for stealing the baby Jesus? If you enjoyed that segment, you can borrow Angela and the Baby Jesus at several of our libraries across the state in both adult and children's picture book format, as well as an ebook. Thank you for listening, and happy holidays.